This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. So, if you're just tuning in, we've talked about everything from a crazy Colorado asset forfeiture or just general forfeiture law that was overturned by the Supreme Court, the Eagles suing Hotel California, and then got in pretty deep into free will and determinism, as well as talking about sex dolls. So we can go anywhere. And I think you might have, did you still have more on the sex doll topic,
Johnson?
Yeah, a little
bit. Yeah.
If we get a chance, we'll get back to it, but we're going to go to your calls first. First up, we're going to Doug. He's in Minnesota on the Amp Lines. Hey, Doug.
Guys, so nice to hear from you again.
Well, it's nice to hear from you. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, Johnson, you were talking about reality, and there's a reality that people believe exists, which really doesn't. And I want to maybe ask you guys, how many of you, three of you, believe that there was at one time in the recent past that men found fat women attractive?
Are we talking about, like, Rubens paintings?
Yeah, or whatever, or the you know, the evidence put forward is, you know, portraits from the 1800s and earlier, and pictures from the early days of photography.
Are you saying like over? I mean, I think everybody has kind of unique tastes. If we're going to go there,
are we talking obese? Are we talking about a little overweight? I mean, what are we talking about here?
I'm talking about if you look at a picture of a chick and she's fat, she's fat. So, you know. The big people who you would look at and recognize as heavy, fat, overweight. Was there a time when men found these women attractive?
Well, I don't know how to answer because it's a continuum, right?
Like
there's no body fat, there's morbidly obese, and then there's things in the middle. I would say that,
I think the way you need to phrase your question is to ask whether or not men would find women more attractive the fatter they are. Is that the way you're trying to phrase your question? That men found women more attractive with increasing, waistlines and
well, there is a shared delusion, mostly among fat women, and I'm going to be
on that one just because, and actually the dump machine's not working, but I don't know if the DH word is appropriate for radio, but I'm going to let you go with.
You're going to be a jerk. Go ahead.
With that one. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. But yeah, so there's this delusion that, hey, at one point, men found fat women attractive in the earliest part of the century, when photography first came out. But that's really wrong. So, and here's the proof. Who are the kind of people who could afford a portraiture to come out and sit for hours and paint their portrait?
Wealthy ones.
Mm-hmm. Wealthy ones. These are people who also had lots of food.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with early days of photography. You see a lot of heavier women. That's because they were the only, those are the families who could afford to hire this brand new technology. So there are so many people who believe that, well, at one time, men chose to be attracted to fat women. And that's just not true.
I've never heard that claim before.
I've heard that obesity was an indicator of wealth. So therefore,
that's true.
People would be,
so a man might want a sugar mama is what you're saying.
Or vice versa, probably mostly, that women were more attracted to fat men than men to fat women.
That explains something there, sure.
But I would say...
There's a lot of women who cling to this wrong notion that some men are attracted to fat women.
Some men probably are.
They're called chubby chasers.
No. Don't get this wrong. Some men will have sex with fat women. That's a behavior. That's a choice. Some men will marry fat women because maybe they feel they can't, you know, attract someone thinner. Maybe they're fat themselves. These are all behaviors. But the male evolutionary biology makes us attracted to certain symmetries of the face and ratios of the hips and waist and ages.
That's like saying there's no such thing as gay people. Because, you know, our evolutionary biology would not make us attracted to other men, but in fact, some are.
I tend to agree with what you're saying as a general statement. I think it's generally true, but I think that to boil every person down and to say that we all men have the same exact attractions to women, I don't think that's true.
I just don't think there's any way you can necessarily prove it. I mean, you could state statistically and as a generalized thing.
I will back off. There's a range, certainly. I look at a woman, an actress, and say, she's hot. Someone else says, no, she's not. But they all fall into the same symmetry, ratio, age range.
But there's also men who, like, you know, they call them chubby chasers. It's not that they don't believe that they can be with a younger or more, you know, skinny girl. It's that they're not interested in that. They're attracted to a plumper girl. They say, you know, more cushion for the pushin', for instance, one of the phrases that you would commonly associate with that.
I think, though, Ian, you're pointing out more complicated things, culture, society, and that man's particular life himself. So these do get complicated, but from a physiological, evolutionary biology, evolution, we are attracted to certain symmetries, ratios, and ages. Now, that men will compromise for religious, familial pressures, and cultural and laziness, that is also true. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying,
but
and I don't think it's false necessarily, but I think there are exceptions to those rules. I mean,
and he's backed off of it.
I bet we could find somebody calling in saying they're attracted to overweight women that they're attracted to older women or whatever.
I'll bet some of our listeners are going to have to prove so very much that they are attracted to obese women that they're going to have to send us pictures. And thanks for that, Doug. Thanks a lot.
Right, right. Well, I mean, and again, I think what you're describing are cultural, social, psychological issues that cause men to accept heavier women, especially in today's society when there's such an obesity epidemic going on. There are fewer choices for men who can go out with healthy, you know, women. So the danger, I fear, though, is with the women who have fewer choices and believe that there are men out there who will find me attractive, and there will be, certainly, I understand. But you want daughters and young women to have choices in mates. And if they're fat, they automatically have fewer choices.
That much is true.
Just like, because of,
there's absolutely
100%
true. Right. You're going to have a better life. Johnson, you just lost a great deal of weight, as did Daryl. Is life better? Have you noticed people treating you differently?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, life's better when you don't look obese.
That's true.
It's also easier to get out of bed in the morning,
everyone
too.
In the whole world here, so I just wanted to call in and been thinking about that for a while. But maybe you haven't heard of that thing, but there's a big thing there. Well, in the old days, people liked fat women. No.
Yeah, I've never heard
in
that.
In the old days,
I mean, I believe
fat women were rich, you know. But anyway.
Interesting.
There you go.
Thank you for sharing that tonight, Doug. I appreciate the discussion, and maybe somebody else wants to call in and weigh in. You're certainly welcome to do so. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Yeah, I got the unfortunate, when sometimes life just likes to keep kicking people and kick them over and over and over again, and I didn't get any of the benefits of, you know, having the, it's easier to get up in the morning sort of situation because I got sick, and, you know, that damage has continued to last, and, you know, hopefully it'll clear up in a year or two. I mean, I was sort of told months, and it's gone well beyond months from some
of
the nerve damage.
What kind of sickness is this?
I had a thyroid storm, which resulted in demyelinated nerves. Essentially, the nerves, you know, work like wires.
You were out of town, Mark.
The sheathing of the wires has stripped off on a bunch of my nerves, so I'm just constantly in pain.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's not fun at all. And it caused weakness. The weakness has gone away, a lot of it, but it's still unpleasant.
Wow.
There's more coming up here in moments, and you can join us. But that said, for the average person who loses 150 pounds, it's going to be easier to get out of cars, get out of bed in the morning, that kind of thing. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us right here on the radio. Our number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We do have Skype, so Skype on in here. Username, lrn.fm. Now, if you've thought about starting up your own blog or website, but you just haven't gotten around to doing it yet, well, good things come to those who wait. You can save 50%. Off of the regular prices over at HostGator, one of the top web hosting companies out there with a 99.99% uptime rating and a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat text supports, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So if you're ready to start up your own website, now's the time. You go to hostgator.com/FTL, that's /FTL like Free Talk Live, and get 50% off their regular prices. hostgator.com/FTL. As we continue, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Liberty Lover. He's in Ohio on Skype. Go ahead.
What's on my mind tonight actually has to do with parenting.
Okay.
Recently, there was a YouTube channel that issued an apology called Daddy-O-5. This was a channel where these parents would prank their kids by accusing them of doing bad things, making them cry, breaking their toys and electronics and punishments. Basically, they'd fake their kids doing bad things. And apparently, recently, their children were taken away from them and given to the biological mother because of this. And I wanted to know your thoughts.
Run it by me one more time. They would the channel was about what their parents
some
faking that
dude pranking his kids but being mean to them, making them cry. Basically,
like for example, he would spill a bunch of water or juice on the carpet.
Yeah,
and then he would accuse the kid of doing it just so he could yell at them and break their toys and things.
And
like
do it
that.
On video. Is All what right. you're saying?
Yeah, for attention, pretty much.
Okay. My answer to that is that, you know, our new social media that has struck us in, it's really, really recent in the course of human history. We're talking about only 5 years, maybe, that social media has really, really been so strong. 10, if you want to be generous. But I think I started Facebook in 2005. That's how, you know, and I didn't use it that much back then. Now it's ubiquitous, such that people are all over it. We just, there's a guy in the Liberty community that was recently confronted by a reporter about a post he made on Facebook. And, you know, a reporter would come to your house about a Facebook post is insane. But this is what's going on. If you have this kind of technology, some people are going to misuse it. Or some people are going to use it in a fashion that is distasteful. I think that pranking your kids like this is, yeah, it's pretty crappy parenting behavior. Now,
go ahead.
I don't know what their other parent is like, but when you know, when the dispute comes as to the, you know, possession of the children, then expect everything to be used, including Alex Jones's diatribes on you know, on the radio and on on YouTube.
It's great that you bring up how much of an impact anti-social media has had on us. That's what I call it personally, because it seems like people care more about their reputation online nowadays and are willing to do anything to get recognized online. And I notice a lot of these people are total hermit crabs in person. You know, they're always buried in their phones, won't say hello to anybody. But they love doing this kind of stuff just because it gets them more known and they get attention from it when they won't even say hi to anybody.
I did find some of these stories here about Daddy-O-5. It's Daddy, the letter O, F-I-V-E, apparently is the channel. Breaking news as of today, apparently. Two of his children removed from his Maryland home after the videos. Charges have not been filed. But the court has granted temporary custody of two of the children to their biological mother, Rose Hall. According to the sheriff's office, they oversaw the transition of the children on Friday, which they say went smoothly. In a different article over at the BBC, written about 2 weeks ago, the YouTube pranksters at Daddy-O-5 denied child abuse claims. In one recent video in which they swear at their youngest child, sparked a backlash from viewers and YouTubers alike. A different YouTuber who has more subscribers than they do with 5 million, Philip DeFranco, criticized the parents for what he said was abuse. Daddy of Five's Mike Martin responded with a video in which the whole family pours scorn on the allegations. But on Monday, he also tweeted a statement saying the family had reviewed the concerns and discussed alternative ways to film videos in the future. He's got about 759,000 subscribers. By comparison, the Free Keen YouTube channel has about 13,000. So, you know, swearing at your kids gets you subscribers, apparently.
Go ahead.
The controversial video published in April shows the parents pouring ink onto their youngest son's bedroom floor and then blaming him for making the mess. They swear at him angrily for making the mess, and when he denies it, they accuse him of lying. Cody, the boy, then cries hysterically along with his brother Alex, who is also being pranked. And some of the comments claim that these pranks are abuse, while others say the parents are exploiting their children for sponsorship and money.
Okay, I'll take both of those. I don't know about abuse. I don't like the term abuse tossed around lightly. But if you're talking about a young kid, they're going to consider this. The poor kid's going to. This is a terrible thing to do.
Well, it's kind of funny. They made a video called the Daddy O Five Founders Issue Public Apology. And when they say our family is being torn apart from this, I'm starting to wonder if maybe the other parent saw these videos and contacted them and said, what the heck are you doing to my kids? And you have people that are afraid of, like, 10-year-olds going on their tablets and finding boobies online when you got stuff like this happening.
Yeah.
Liberty Lover, thanks for bringing it to our attention. I appreciate the call tonight. I hadn't heard about this channel, and it sounds like neither of you guys had heard about it.
No, I have heard about that.
You have heard about it?
I have heard about it, yeah.
Have you seen the videos?
No, I saw a news article about it.
It does sound like a pretty awful thing to do.
Yeah.
And they're going to claim, and they actually made this video called Blocking the Haters, where it's a response video where they address the criticisms, and the children denied that abuse has taken place, which, of course, you know, they were probably instructed to say that. One of the sons says, I'm upstairs playing my game right now. How am I being abused? And to some extent, you know, maybe they're in on it. Maybe they're not really pranking the kids,
right?
because if mom and dad, or, you know, dad and, you know, his live-in mom or whatever, whoever she is, if they're the ones who are constantly playing pranks on their kids, then the kids have to be expecting to always be pranked by them.
Yeah,
so, like,
it doesn't seem like it would last long.
Right, so you know, kids aren't stupid. You know, they can figure this stuff out. So either they're in on it or they've already figured out the scams, like, oh, there's ink poured on my carpet. I'm supposed to scream now, right, and make a big deal. Like, you know, this could all be a put-on, basically. Mm-hmm. It could all just be an act. They could be like, look, kids, you like it when mommy and daddy get these nice things from the YouTube channel? Look, we get all these paychecks here. If you just keep screaming and acting like you're terrorized by us, we'll make all this money.
My son already
thank you to McDonald's.
Asked me questions like, is that true? Because, like, he's expecting me to tease him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he gets his fair share of teasing, there's no doubt. But at the very least, he can trust me to say yes or no when he asks me that question. So I think it's possible the kids are in on it. If so, it's, you know, expect people to be upset if you beat a cat or look like you're beating a cat on YouTube.
There's more coming up. 855, 450 free. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. We still got more sex doll talk on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can go to saveitpurse.com, and you can save big time on your purchases at Amazon. And I'm actually... I've taken a break, apparently. I checked my Save It Purse account. It's been like a month since I've ordered something there, which is unusual because I've done like 80-something orders in just over two years there at saveitpurse.com. But I only buy things when I need to get them. And I guess I haven't needed anything in the last month. But whenever I need something from Amazon, I always go to saveitpurse.com because I can easily save 10, 20, 25%. On whatever it is I want to order, because I'm willing to pay with cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. That's how you can get these amazing discounts. It sounds too good to be true, and this is one of the few times in life where it really is as good as it sounds. So check it out at Save It Purse, saveatpurse.com, and now available through saveitpurse.com, but not for the selectable discount, because they have this other thing called Purse Merchants, is Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, now available for the first time online for Bitcoin on DVD. So if you want to grab the DVD, there's only about 120 of them that remain to be sold, and you know it might take another 2 years to sell all of them, because we didn't sell a whole lot at when we didn't have them for Bitcoin. But maybe that's what people were waiting for. Maybe they wanted to pay Bitcoin.
You were always sending people to YouTube to watch it for free.
Well, of course I would send people to YouTube to watch it for free. But if you want to, you know, get the bonuses like the commentary tracks with Derek J. and Derek J. and me and Bo Davis, the editor, then you can get those on the DVD. You can get the 7-plus hours of bonus footage that we made the movie from. If you loved Derek J.'s movie, then you'll probably love all the activist clips, that the full-length versions of them that are also on the DVD, including the ones that are banned from YouTube. So you can see the ones you can't see online. You can check that out by just going to saveitpurse.com and searching for Victimless Crime Spree. You'll find it there. Or go straight to bitcoin.victimlesscrimespree.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls about what you want. But, Johnson, I know you had another comment or two on the sex doll topic, which we talked about in the second hour.
I didn't wrap up, I think, where I was going. I mean, it's probably a little bit predictable, but you know, I brought up that movie Surrogates. And, you know, I just think that that the way things are going is that people are going to be able to control sort of surrogates, right? You're going to have people be able to sort of have that kind of combined with the sex industry. And, you know, you'll have, you know, rather than just a sex robot that's like, you know, kind of this lifeless robot sort of thing that might be able to go through the motions of sexual action,
which is what they have now,
right? And people faking the idea of companionship through these things. You know, you might be able to have, you know, a couple that meets on the internet, and one lives in California and the other lives in Kentucky, and you know, they can have a relationship through these robots or whatever. You know,
that there would be some sort of brain stimulation to where feel like sex.
No,
or?
No. Well, you'd have each one would own their own robot. You know, one.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
Let's say it's a male and a female. The male lives in California. The female lives in Kentucky. And mm-hmm. the male owns a female robot, and the female owns a male robot, and that might look like the other person or something like that, or they order one to look like that person, right?
You know, or they claim they look like something and they don't.
You know, or they make that claim, right? Or they, you know, go and specifically have one that's made to look like the other person or something like that.
Make one that look like me, only thinner.
To specifications or something like that. And, you know, then they are able to have a relationship that's virtual and, you know, still have interactions with that person or whatever, like they're there, you know.
Interesting.
You know, you could take that into, you know, both an office environment, right? Like, you know, you have your virtual, you know, like these telepresence robots are used for now is so that somebody can, like, be a video screen,
a screen on a stick,
participate in a meeting. But what if it's something that actually looks like the person, you know? Like, then they can walk around and interact. You know, you could be able to travel almost in a way instantly, right? Especially as this virtual reality cameras and stuff like that are getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have the, you know, eyes and ears of this robot or whatever, essentially, you know, a virtual reality device that someone can wear in another location, you know, you're able to basically do instant travel into a robot that looks like another person. I mean, we're on the verge of that technology right now. I mean, that's, like, not that far away. You know, that just makes things really, really interesting.
So the idea that you would have a robot at your home that would represent the other person, but they would be controlling it?
Yes.
Is the idea?
Yes.
So, like, if they then go to work, the robot just stands there, and then they come home, and then the robot becomes them again, or something like that?
I guess, yeah. Like, the person would have to take control of the robot, obviously, or something like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
I mean, but, you know,
it could happen.
But I mean, like, you know, like, okay, you sit down to chat with someone, like, right? Like,
what's the difference?
Like, now, you know, there are people that have online relationships that are, you know, like, whatever, so they sit down to chat with someone. Well, what if instead of sitting down to chat with someone, you know, you go, you sit down, you put on some gear, they put on some gear or whatever, and, you know, their robot comes up or whatever. I guess it would be only one person that would put on the gear, because then it would be the other person.
Or would they both have a robot?
One person would be traveling. Well, they might both have a robot, or maybe only one would have a robot, because then one person is essentially virtually traveling to the other.
Right.
Isn't it possible that these robots could have sort of matching the ability to sense the position of the other, of the real person, right? The robot has the ability to sense the position of the real person and then transmit that information via the internet to the other robot.
The video feed turns and looks at you.
The video feed and, you know, sort of sensors in its around its body that can then position the, you're controlling a robot by reacting to the robot on your side. And
I mean, this sounds like something that's five years away maximum. It sounds like we're almost there with that.
Yeah,
you know, virtual reality is basically there now.
Essentially, you're just driving something. Essentially, you know, it's like you're getting the driver's seat, but it's a
you have an avatar.
But you wouldn't have to use you wouldn't
but
have
in
to
the real world.
Remote controls for it because you just interact with the rubber friend that you have here, and then the rubber friend would sense your position and send that information to your rubber avatar in Chicago, and then the other person's would be sending the same information to your rubber friend here. Yeah, like that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd say that's on the way.
Yeah.
Seems plausible.
I don't think it's that far off. It's just, you know, it's interesting because, and then, you know, the other thing to take thought of is that as, well, Facebook, for example, has this new program that they've got to, they're starting brain interface. They're like really starting to focus on brain interface computers.
Really?
Now starting to make it so that people can type with their brain.
You know, so you're talking about like the Matrix where you jack in?
Different.
To...
They actually are really focusing on trying to make something that where there's not,
nothing invasive?
Nothing invasive.
Where, like,
not
where there's like a little sensor and it senses your thoughts kind of thing?
And where you can type.
Boy, talk about a dangerous chat room,
They're up to 8 words a minute. They're already up to 8 words a minute.
Wow.
Yeah, so, obviously they want to bring that up, but they're up to 8 words a minute with this device.
And of course, they own Oculus. Facebook bought Oculus, which is one of the major virtual reality gears out there, one of the headset devices.
So, I mean,
so combine those two together where you've got the Oculus thing on and it's sensing your thoughts.
Well, I'm thinking even longer term. I'm thinking, what if we do get to the point of where we get to, really good virtual reality, like the Matrix or something like that? You know, then people can have completely virtual relationships, where you have an avatar that really is an avatar. You know, it can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be anything you want.
Finally, the furries don't need to wear the suits anymore.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Let's go to Jarls. He's in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jarls.
Hello, gentlemen. I do believe we will get to a point where the robots will be sophisticated enough, and we will be able to have relationships as well. And you will see videos of people probably blaming their robots on doing something they didn't. That's how sophisticated it will be.
Mm.
Does that comprehend?
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Sounds plausible.
I think it's going to be an entirely different world. It gets so weird the farther we get out into the future that it's just unpredictable.
Yes, you'll be able to use your bitcoins to buy a fat robot.
Indeed.
Yes, but as a serious note, have you heard of the actor Ed Asner?
Sure.
Well, he has come out with an interesting study with a whole plethora of engineers having a reinvestigation, a serious one, of the Tower 7.
Tower 7.
At Tower 7 in September 11th. Do you remember this tower?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this was the third tower that wasn't hit by any planes but did crash down anyway. Thanks for the call, Jarls. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex- contacts employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Join us right here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. So do Skype in and join us. Even in these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you. If you dial right now, our Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it come in, and then you'll be good to call us from that point forward. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Tom's in Baltimore. And, Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Go ahead.
Real quick, the guy that called on Skype who was pondering about free will, I wanted to remind you, we talked, I guess it was last year, if you recall, about a Dr. Fallon who was doing brain studies. That was his specialty. And he realized when he had mixed up some brain scans when he was studying psychopathy that, in fact, what turned out to be a scan that he did of himself just for kicks was included with the psychopath. And he, in fact, had all of the signs of a psychopath, including the genetic alleles, the attendant behaviors. He had half of the traits listed in the psychiatry.
Right. What was his name again?
Dr. Fallon. I think it was James Fallon. Fallon. I'm not sure the first name.
Yeah, that was fascinating.
Now, here's what
correct.
He said.
Dr. Psycho.
He was asked, of course, when he wrote a book about this, which was pretty brave in and of itself to admit all of that. Well, why aren't you a crazy, murderous nut? What makes you successful? And here's what he had to say. He said that he had asked people in his life to be honest with him and to let them know what they really thought about his interactions with them and his behavior. And he said, you know, most of them were honest and said, you know, you're pretty much an a-hole, but you do have some redeeming qualities. And he said he really took a hard look at himself and started to, before he acted and before he did things, think to himself, well, what would a good person do? And what would this other person feel if I did X, Y, or Z? And he said, you know, what I ended up doing, if I can quote him, he said, it's just the day-to-day decision not to be an a-hole. And I'm of course, editing that for the radio.
Thank you.
So he's utilizing free will to overcome all of these otherwise hurdles and things that would make him be anything but a good guy. And he added that in his early years, his family, pardon me, his family was very decent. They loved him as a child. And he thought that also was a large contributing factor.
Well, that but you're, now you're making arguments against free will by saying those things, right?
Well, no. And there's always a myth.
He's just saying that influenced him to be a better person.
Right, but those could be things that are influencing against free will. In other words, those are the things that set him up to be able to overcome the other neurological factors.
That are going to sway a person one way or another, but that doesn't negate the fact that you can still have free will. In fact, that's what he says at the end of the day. The biggest thing is his day-to-day decisions. So what makes him a good man or not is what he decides to do on a day-to-day basis. And he's making the decision, he claims, to simply choose to be a good guy.
Right, he's choosing to not take advantage of people.
The day-to-day decision not to be an a-hole. What could we learn from that, Ian?
You tell me.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to comment on the women. You know, there was a time when Marilyn Monroe would be considered overweight. There was a film made not that long ago called Gia, where Angelina Jolie starred in it, and she would have been considered overweight in that film, and she's anything but. She's gorgeous in that film, much better looking, I think, than she is now, looking like Twiggy. And if you recall, there's a term called Rubenesque. It refers to a painter in the 1500s, and he painted a lot of sensuous women, and they were all full-figured. He did Venus. He did a lot of biblical figures. And that carried on right up to Renoir and other painters up in the
1800s. Yeah, when our caller earlier had called in and brought up this topic that all men, he says, are attracted to, you know, thin women, Mark, you mentioned Ruben paintings, and I did pull some up here, and he didn't paint pictures of obese women. He painted pictures of just kind of average-bodied women.
Yeah, well, I mean, you and I are from Sarasota. Sarasota home is home of the John Ringling Museum of Art.
Yeah.
The John Ringling Museum of Art has 5 of the 7 Rubens Grands.
Oh, okay.
These are the giant paintings from which giant tapestries
like
were
20 feet tall.
Done. Yeah, they're that tall.
Wow.
And they were done by Rubens, and they're just amazing works of art. So we grew up seeing Rubens' art. Because
I grew up being bored by that. Yes.
I know, but we still... How many times did you go?
Dragged you to the damn museum when you're in school.
It's a great museum when once you're an adult and you get to go through.
Yeah, I've never
really
been as an adult.
Appreciate it. Well, I got to say, I really, really, really love that museum. But when I was a kid and I'd go, I'd just be like, oh, God. Man, can we stop talking about this painting and move on to the next painting and the next one? I just wanted to see the next.
I just wanted to go to the medieval fair. That was fun.
That is awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Some of his paintings were a little more full-figured. The women were, like the Three Graces. I'm not particularly fond of that. They were a little too full-figured, but I think Venus was a little too full-figured. But for the most part, they were healthy. They were considered healthy back then, so it changes with the times.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, that's what I was looking at. I think that was the one that I was looking at. The women in that picture are not obese, though, right? Like, there's a difference between fat and just being sort of a normal-bodied person as opposed to a supermodel, right?
Well, the two I just mentioned, he made them extra healthy.
Yeah.
I thought maybe a little too healthy, if you know what I mean. They were very full-figured, the Venus painting and the Three Graces. But the rest of them, like the Samson and Delilah, Delilah looks fantastic. And again, today she would be considered overweight. But I don't think Twiggy looked healthy, if you recall.
Yeah, we didn't go there with Doug earlier because he was saying men are attracted to, you know, thin, attractive women. But I think you're right about that. If you get too thin, then it becomes, looks like Skeletor, you know, you don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, Skeletor wasn't thin.
Google Angelina Jolie and Gia and tell me that that's not the ideal woman.
The one of the things that you know I sort of got from this is you know I think the point that Doug was trying to make was everybody can have a better life if they get down to the weight they should be, and I would agree. I'd like to drop 10 or 15 myself, but I think that also there's a difference in the genders here, at least in America, that women, things are so good for young women who can keep the weight off that they're indignant when they don't get special treatment, generally. I'm only talking in generalities here. So much to the point that they have an expectation that they are going to be treated so well that, in fact, they, you know, because of the way they look or whatever, that, you know, when they get treated like a normal person, it's upsetting.
You know, Ian, next weekend and the following weekend in Kingston, very appropriate name, is the New Hampshire Ren Fair.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I bet it's not as big as the one that they had down in Sarasota.
You never know. You know, we're up in we're woodsy area. Could be very, you know, well done. You never know.
It could be.
By the way, guys, you know, there's a saying about girls who meet the ideal, quote-unquote, weight and figure, but they don't need to try as hard. So girls that don't are skilled
That's true.
In many things.
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. Right. I appreciate hearing from you.
Right.
Good discussion.
Have you guys ever seen the engineer's hotness craziness ratio chart?
No, I haven't seen that. Oh,
you
haven't
seen
maybe
the
I have
hotness craziness ratio.
Actually, maybe I have.
I'm sure it's probably true for men too, but it's aimed at women. The suggestion is that there is no such thing as a craziness less than one, less than four, right?
Right. So, no matter how ugly they are, is what you're
right.
saying.
No such thing as a woman who is less than. Than a
like
four
a
on the
of
scale
of
1 to 10.
Yeah.
And then they have these sort of the ratings versus 4 to 10 on the craziness scale, 1 to 10 on the hotness scale, and then, you know, there's like the no-go zone, you know, don't mess with this. If they're crazy
and
ugly.
Crazy
and ugly, don't go there. And then, you know, there's the fun to fool around kind of zone. There's the marry this zone, you know, that sort of thing. I always get confused by the ratings, you know, ratings people. Is it based on age, or is it...
You're talking about the 1 to 10 thing?
Yeah, the 1 to 10 thing. Are we, you know...
No, I think it's based on what everybody's individual preferences are. So some people are attracted to younger or older or whatever.
Well, I mean, what about the category of hot for her age?
Yeah,
isn't
okay.
there a category for that?
Yeah, like Pamela Anderson.
Right?
We were just talking about her the other day. She's like in her 50s, but she's still got it, right? For a lady that age.
You look up a picture of Pamela Anderson, it's hard to find one that's recent, right?
No, it's not.
Okay,
well, just Google her. Recent pics come right up.
Okay, well,
she's in the news because of the Julian Assange thing.
I didn't spend a heck of a lot of time.
For those that don't know, Pamela Anderson's been visiting Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy.
Thank you for your service, Pamela.
There you go. So we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. And no returns yet from the Santa Fe vote today on the sugar tax. We'll have more about that tomorrow, I bet.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.